Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 6, His Request. Jesus was saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23, verse 34. Most people recognize the name of Nelson Mandela, who was president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999 and received numerous honors, including the Nobel Peace Prize. The world was stunned when, having been imprisoned for 27 years for his objections to apartheid, he emerged from his cell with words of reconciliation and forgiveness instead of revenge. Almost three decades of captivity and torture did not alter Mandela's focus on healing and peace. The Word of God, who had created the world, had become flesh and had come to His own in order to redeem them. Now, hanging between two criminals, He was being crucified by those whom He had come to save. The persistence of Jesus in His redemptive mission in the midst of such dire circumstances stands in contrast to the mockery, torture, and humiliation that His opponents are exerting on Him. Practicing what He had taught His followers to pray for the ones who mistreat us, Jesus turned to God with a request, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23, verse 34. That Jesus would call God Father as He was being crucified portrays the intimate relationship that Jesus maintained with His Father until the very end. Jesus appealed to their ignorance as He was becoming a guilt offering on their behalf. Jesus had a burden for eternal salvation of His adversaries, not for His own suffering. And He interceded not only for those who eagerly prosecuted and killed Him, but also down the centuries for you and me, offering forgiveness for our sins. Ellen White explains, that prayer of Christ for His enemies embraced the world. It took in every sinner that had lived or should live from the beginning of the world to the end of time. Upon all rests the guilt of crucifying the Son of God. To all, forgiveness is freely offered. Whosoever will may have peace with God and inherit eternal life. Ellen G. White, The Desire of Ages, page 736. And that, my friend, is the extremely good news of the gospel.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!